Giant 96 Real Radio. You've heard me talk about him all morning, and so very excited and honored to have him in the studio with me. He's international blues boogie woogie and New Orleans style pianist. He's here with us today, Mr. Ricky Nye. How are you doing?
Good.
Glad to have you here.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
And we met at the Augusta Music Series, which was a tremendous, great time.
Yes, yeah, Elkins, West Virginia. A really beautiful week. The instructors, the public, you know, everybody was there. It was just magnificent, yeah.
And when I first heard you play, I was like, wow. And then Daryl Davis told me, you know, he's from Cincinnati. And I was like, no, that's even better. He's close. So
neighbors.
You were born in Cincinnati, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And tell me a little bit about growing up in Cincinnati. What was it like?
I grew up on the west side of town. So I was there until I was 18. And I moved to the East Coast for about 6 years. But, my uncle, my father's brother, was a music instructor. That's what he did for a living. So he taught private lessons. And so I got into music when I was 5 and started studying accordion with him. He was a guitarist, but he taught a lot of instruments.
That's a different instrument, huh?
Yeah, yeah. And I wound up getting back to it. When I was about, I don't know, I might have been like 8 years old, I realized accordion wasn't cool. And so my folks, they wound up getting a piano, and but then I wound up back in accordion, you know, as an adult playing zydeco music and such.
No, yeah. It sort of is a cool instrument because a lot of people do not play it.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, if you go to Louisiana, everybody plays one.
Oh, do they really in
yeah.
Louisiana?
Yeah.
That would make sense, right?
New sure. Orleans. All the Cajun music and all. And growing up, I started playing in my family's band when I was 12. This was back before there were DJs, you know, and if you had a party, you hired a band. And so I played every Friday and Saturday with them from when I was 12 on.
What style of music?
They played parties and receptions. So, I mean, we might play ballads, we might play like Booker T and the MGs or whatever, you know, just like a mix of stuff. It was a great learning opportunity.
That would be a nice childhood.
Yeah, it was great until I was about 16, and then I became a pain because I wanted to play music with my friends and and try to get over with girls, and so it's hard to do when your uncles and your dad are over your shoulder,
right there with you.
But I thank them so much for the opportunity to learn on the job.
Now you have a new CD out too, which is just fantastic. Swinging Some Blues.
Thank you.
And we're talking with Ricky Nye today, and it's just, I really enjoyed listening to it.
Well, thanks.
It's very upbeat and, you know, takes you on a musical journey. It's wonderful.
You know, I appreciate it. Yeah, it's made with my local musicians, because the three CDs that I made prior to that was with a band that I play with from Paris, France. So that's how I was making my releases with them. And we play with a great saxophonist named Brian Hogg. And people would always say, hey, do you have a CD with a sax on it? And I says, no. So that was my prime motivation, is to feature him on tracks and utilize my local musicians, Chris Douglas on the upright bass and Paul Ellis on the drums.
And a harmonica player too.
Yeah, Tom Moore. He's from South Bend. He came down and laid some harmonica down, and I'm happy with how it turned out. I'm going to make a new one this year and head back over to Europe in September.
How's the music scene? Is it different in Europe than here?
The big difference for me being a pianist is that this music that I really didn't know anything about until I was 40 years old, traditional boogie-woogie piano, is very alive and well in Europe. It's big business, and it's a viable art form. Where it was born in the U.S., but it was part of a culture that came. It was a subculture, and it came to prominence mainly via a big concert in New York City, put on by John Hammond in the late 20s. It was called From Spirituals to Swing, and this featured the prominent boogie-woogie pianist at the time, Albert Ammons, Pete Johnson, Meadlux Lewis, and the public became aware of this music that was being played at house parties and dens of iniquity and places like this, you know, and lumber camps, and it came to the public eye, and people went crazy about it. But then afterwards, after in time, it became a fad. It became a novelty. Like a lot of cultures, you know, they come from a subculture. They come to prominence, and then it becomes diluted. And then it just kind of fizzled away. So in the U.S., a lot of people just really don't know about traditional boogie-woogie. And but over, like I said, in Europe, it's really big. So I'll go over regularly and play at festivals. And it was through one of these festivals I met my band that's based in Paris.
Yeah, and I remember the first time I heard it, it was just such a enlightening music. The first time I actually heard boogie-woogie up front, in front of me, I just sat there for like an hour just staring and watching. And it was actually Daryl Davis's class. And so it was with beginners, and I was still like, wow, this is just too cool. Because mm-hmm. I never had seen that style of piano playing done in front of me. And it was just it's my favorite by far. And I appreciate you coming to the station today and sharing this with our listeners.
Oh, yeah, yeah, my pleasure. You know, boogie-woogies are really the beginning of rock and roll. You know, it's the same sort of form. It's the same. A lot of it's based on three chords, like rock and roll is. And, you know, if you listen to a Chuck Berry record mm-hmm. and you hear the piano in the background, that's uh-huh. boogie-woogie language mm-hmm. that's going on. And, yeah, it's just where this – it's where rock and roll came from.
There's an energy to it.
Oh, that's what it's all about.
That's what I love about it.
Yep. Yeah, it'll move you.
Will you perform one for us?
Yeah, yeah. So let me see if I can get this cable out of the way. So this is something from the Swingin' Some Blues disc, and it's by Albert Ammons, who I just mentioned, one of the kings. Uh-huh. And it's apropos, too, because it's called The Monday Struggle. So here we go. Thank you.
struggle. Ricky Nye, Giant 96 Real Radio. I'm Penny Lane. We're turning to an interview. He is in the Hall of Fame, International Hall of Fame for the Boogie Woogie Hall of Fame, Mr. Ricky Nye. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So tell me, the Boogie Woogie Hall of Fame, where is that at?
Well, it's not a brick and mortar place. It's recognition that happens through the Arches Boogie Piano Stage, which is at the Cincy Blues Fest every summer. The piano stage has been operating for over 20 years, and this will be the 20th year I've played on the stage.
Wow.
So it brings pianists from all over the world, you know, folks in the U.S., folks from Europe, Great Britain, you know, and so the gentlemen that organize it, they acknowledge one or two parties each year. And so I got acknowledged, I believe it was 2013.
And for all our listeners, that's just such a wonderful festival.
Yeah, it's tremendous.
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, I'm so very, very fortunate that a stage like this piano stage, which features anywhere from 10 to 14 piano players, one right after the other,
Wow. That
this would happen in my backyard, that it would happen in my town. It was just great, great fortune.
Now, is the stage the one with the arch and the bridge?
I was
looking at the pictures.
Exactly, they call it the arches because there's those three arches that are there. It's Sawyer Point down by the river.
And so for our listeners, if you can imagine, is it a brick bridge, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you play in the tunnel of it.
Really, yeah, we're in front of the tunnel.
Yeah.
The tunnel's great because, you know, in August, it gets pretty hot. So yeah, that tunnel is great because it's like it gets some wind going through there, you know, if we're lucky, and it's a reprieve from the
weather. So nice because it's just like from us, from, you know, our listeners, it's just a hop, skip, and a jump. I mean, you're right in Cincinnati,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so it's such a neat area for music. You know, it's a very nice area. Now, Wednesdays. So let's talk about what happens. Was it one Wednesday of the month?
Oh, we were talking about my schedule. This Wednesday I'm playing at a place in Northside. That's a little bit to the west of downtown, called the Listing Loon. This week is a special week because I'm going to be partnering up with a friend of mine from Des Moines, Iowa. His name is Rob Lombard. And he made a record last year. It's called Blues in a Bottle. And I play piano on the whole disc. It's primarily me and Rob and our friend bassist Nick Lloyd. So in Memphis each year, there's something called the International Blues
Challenge.
Okay, it's a challenger competition, the IBC it's called.
Uh-huh.
So it brings musicians from all over the world to represent their blues societies. I got to be a judge in the Dutch Blues Society about, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, and it was really neat. So they were sending, you know, picking someone to send to the U.S. Anyway, there's a category that's called Best Self-Produced CD, and Rob submitted this album, and it made it to the finals. So it was one of five finalists, and then it won.
Wow.
So
congratulations on that.
Yeah, it was nice.
And that's a hard thing to do because there's a lot of CDs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sent. I've been a judge for it for the past 2 years, and, I mean, there's just tons of CDs. So to win it, that's pretty.
Yeah, we were real happy.
It's a great thing. I bet you were really happy.
Yeah, so Rob's coming this week, and we've got a whole handful of dates. I guess I could send people to my website?
Yes,
okay.
Definitely.
It's Ricky Nye, RickyNye.com. And it's got my schedule on there. I always know where I'm going to be, so you can trust my information.
And I was checking out your website and enjoyed it very much, and I really liked your tribute to Big Joe Duskin. Tell us about him.
Well, he was a father of blues and boogie-woogie, and he grew up. He moved to Cincinnati in his teen years, and he was a prominent musical fixture. He also spent a lot of time in Europe. He lived in London for a while. You know, he was just known all over the world in for this style of music. He's a great singer, great blues pianist, great voice, just a real genuine person. And I met him before. Well, there's a tribute. When he passed away, the Cincy Blues Society asked me to write a piece about Joe. So I was reminiscing and talking about him. So he was very encouraging. You know, so for the local music community, especially the blues community, he was just a real nurturing guy. And when I met him, I didn't know anything about Boogie, and he wasn't really playing it so much anymore. His health really got the best of him in his last years, especially inside of his last 10 years of his life. And but he knew I played piano, so we were buddies. And and he was just such a wonderful guy. Yeah.
I read that when he was ill, you would go and play piano for him.
Yeah. Well, it got to be towards the end. He was at his daughter's home and set up there in the house with a hospital bed. And it was, you know, I mean, it was really a shame. But anytime I would go over, it was just go over, and he had an electric piano, turn on the piano. He lay in bed and started singing. And man, you know, but we went back when he had his health. We did, we did shows together and just spent some great times together. Big Joe Duskin.
And I liked how you talked about food in your article too. Oh. How he loved food. He would tell you about the food a lot of times that he was getting.
Oh yeah.
Shows instead of the music.
Right. Yeah. It's you can read it there at my site. Yeah. It's on it's on the front page. He was a food enthusiast.
That's fun. Well, and I love how your personality comes out in this piece.
Oh, thank you.
And you can see the love, you know, for Big Joe Duskin and just share that with others. You know, keep the blues alive. And that's one thing about the blues community is it is a nurturing community where the blues musicians are normally willing to help others. Just part of it.
Yeah, yeah. True for the most part.
Yeah,
definitely.
For the most part. I mean, there's always like, right?
Exceptions, yeah.
Yeah, but that's why I said most.
Yeah. Well, so. Young people like Carson coming up and, you know, and making his way, and it's very impressive. I have a student named Ben Levin who's 16, and he's already out working, and he's playing this kind of music. You know, we've been getting together for half of his life since he was 8 years old.
That's great.
Yeah, so we do gigs together. I'm also a drummer, so we'll do gigs together where it's piano and drums, and he knows how to lead a band.
Wow.
So he's 16. Is
16.
Yeah.
Is, you know, not being a musician, but just watching you perform, is the boogie woogie like one of the harder styles to play?
There's something about it that when I started to get into it, I didn't have anybody say to me, okay, do this, do that. It was all just by ear. And I found that there's a lot of rules. There's definitely a lot of rules about this kind of music. And there's also a lot of duality about this music. And what I mean by that is it has to be completely metronomic, but it can't be stiff. It has to swing. It has to be like the time. It has to be like clicking down the tracks, just like the clock ticking, just regular straight time, but it has to swing. And it has to have force. It has to have power, but it shouldn't be brutish. You know, it has to be graceful. It has to have power and grace. So these are things that I learned by doing, and I was already incorporating certain elements of this music in what I was previously playing, but there is a lot of specifics about it.
That's where they get the swing from, because it's just going like a swing back and forth,
right? You know,
you
or like a train clicking down the tracks. You know, it's like this.
That's interesting. Well, will you share another song with us?
Yeah, I'm going to ask Carson here to play Carson Deersing. You have a website? CarsonDeersing.com? Cool. All right. So we'll play a blues, and this is by a guy. They called him Tampa Red. So I really like Tampa Red because he wrote a lot of funny kind of tunes. And this is a story of codependency, and it's, pretty pathetic story. So hope you enjoy it. It's called But I Forgive You. Yeah, so here we go. You put rocks in my pillow, stones in my bed. You never agreed with anything I said, but I forgive you. Because I love you and I need you. You know I love you, darling, and I want you back again. You put poison in my coffee, poison in my bread,
Something's telling me you wish that I was dead, but I forgive you because I love you and I need you. You know I love you, darling, and I want you back again.
Come on, Carson.
Forgive you. Ricky Nye.
Hey.
Giant 96. Thank you so much. And now, do you give lessons? Is that something that people can do?
Just one day a week.
Just one day a week?
It's all filled. And I've got folks that have been with me for a long, long time. And I don't, poor people. No, I love teaching, and it's a learning thing for me too, you know? So, but it's something that I just do one day a week. Yeah.
And we can get Swinging Some Blues from?
Yeah, it's at CD Baby.
Okay.
If you look at my site, once again, it's RICKYNYE.com. There's a link, and you can go see all the stuff I have. I put on an annual show every November called the Blues and Boogie Piano Summit. And that always happens the first weekend of November. I've released CDs from the second year through the 13th year. And it's coming up on its 17th year now.
Wow.
But I cease production on the CDs after the 13th year. It's a lot of work. And I have a big body of recordings from that series. So if I figure, you know, it's myself and three other pianists, folks from all over the world. And my rhythm section, upright bass drums, the tenor saxophonist Brian Hogg is on it now. Guitarist George Bedard from Ann Arbor. So it's a couple grand pianos. It's really, ooh, it's a nice thing. It's at the Southgate House Revival is where that is. So that's, I've got a lot of discs from that series and then all the other things I've done through the years.
Mark that date on the calendar for sure.
Yeah, it's the first weekend, whatever that is, the third and fourth perhaps, or the fourth and fifth.
But it will be at your website.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For our listeners, and that's Ricky Nye, N-Y-E. And we'll also, too, be posting something up on giant96.com on a trip with Penny Lane with all your links and Ricky's pictures and songs and about your latest CD, Swinging Some Blues, which I really enjoyed
a lot.
And you're welcome. And anything else you'd like to tell listeners?
No, I just I appreciate you having me on the show.
And would you like to close it out with one last song?
Let's see. Yeah. Let's do another comical number here. If you want to play, I'm in A. This is called Talk to Me, Baby. Woke up this morning, my girl was packing her things. Looked down at her hand, she wasn't wearing my ring. Well, talk to me, baby. Kids, talk to me,
baby. Please talk to me, baby. Tell me what's going on wrong. Got a girl up in the north, one down in the south. My woman found out, she punched me right in the mouth. Oh, now talk to me, baby. Please talk to me, baby. Ooh, talk to me, baby. Tell me what's going on wrong. Job, got no car, got no place to live. I can't go too far. But talk to me, baby. Please talk to me, baby. Yes, talk to me, baby. Tell me what's going on wrong. Talk to me, baby. Talk to me, baby. Yes, talk to me, baby. Please talk to me, baby. Talk to me, baby. Tell me what's going on wrong.
Ricky Nye, Giant 96 Real Radio. One last time where we can find you online, Ricky.
Yeah, RickyNye.com, RickyNye.com. Thanks to Carson Deersing.